Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. It's a busy day in Washington, D.C. and on the presidential campaign trail. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Kamala Harris hit Milwaukee Tuesday for her first campaign rally following her endorsement by President Biden.
We have an election to win!
The likely Democratic presidential nominee heads to Indianapolis, where Harris will address Zeta Phi Beta's Grand Boulet, a national conference for the historically black sorority.
She talks about the history of this country, not with appreciation, but with condemnation.
Republican Senator J.D. Vance is scheduled to headline an event in Fort Wayne, Indiana, hosted by businessman Bill Bean. Due to their schedules, both Harris and Vance will miss an afternoon address by visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In the evening, Donald Trump holds a rally in North Carolina. Tonight, President Biden addresses the nation from the Oval Office. Jennifer King, Washington.
Some United States Democrats will boycott Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress on Wednesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Many Democrats who back Israel are critical of Netanyahu's handling of the Gaza war. Dozens say they will not attend the speech. The Senate's president also won't be there. Vice President Harris, who says a long-scheduled trip will keep her away. Republicans call her absence a sign of disloyalty to an ally. However, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, the GOP vice presidential nominee, says a campaign event will also make him a no-show.
That was Sagar Magani from the AP. Typhoon Gami is heading towards Taiwan after already worsening rains in the Philippines, where at least 13 people died. In Taiwan, one person was killed by a falling tree. Gami did not make landfall in the Philippines, but enhanced its seasonal monsoon rains. At least a dozen landslides and floods over 5 days have displaced 600,000 people. This is VOA News. At least 18 people were killed when a Nepali regional passenger plane caught fire while taking off from the capital Kathmandu on Wednesday, officials said. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
The pilot, who was pulled from the wreckage, is the sole survivor of the fatal crash. The plane, carrying two crew members and 17 technicians, was going for regular maintenance to Nepal's new Pokhara airport, they said. In a statement, the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal said that shortly after takeoff, the aircraft veered off to the right and crashed on the east side of the runway. It is still unclear why. Located in the heart of the Kathmandu Valley, the country's main airport is ringed by mountains, affecting wind directions and making takeoff and landing a challenge for pilots. Following the crash, Kathmandu Airport was closed but reopened within hours, officials said.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. New Zealand has found that state and religious institutions failed to prevent or stop decades of abuse. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
New Zealand's wide-ranging independent inquiry into the abuse of children and vulnerable adults in care over the span of 5 decades released a blistering final report. Addressing Parliament, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says the country's state agencies and churches failed to prevent, stop or admit the abuse of those they were supposed to be looking after.
A number of faith-based schools, institutions and people in positions of authority who you should have been able to have trust failed you in the worst possible way.
In response, New Zealand's government has agreed for the first time the abuse amounted to torture and pledges an apology to all those who suffered in state, foster and religious care since 1950. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
CrowdStrike says an update let bad data slip through, causing a global tech outage. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
CrowdStrike is blaming a bug in an update for allowing its cybersecurity systems to push bad data out to millions of customer computers, setting off last week's global tech outage that's still reverberating, especially in the airline industry. The company put a preliminary post-incident review online Wednesday, explaining that a bug in the content validation system allowed what it calls problematic content data to go out to CrowdStrike's customers, triggering an unexpected exception, crashing Windows operating systems. CrowdStrike had said it would take measures in the future to prevent similar outages. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia's defense ministry said on Wednesday it had scrambled an Su-27 fighter jet to escort two British Typhoon fighter jets and an RC-135 reconnaissance plane over the Black Sea. According to the ministry, after the approach of the Russian fighter, the British planes turned away. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.